confirmed that traffic conditions remain smooth following the 2025 Eid holiday. With no significant congestion reported, the Transportation Agency has reinstated traffic regulation, such as the odd-even license plate policy and car free day, while deploying officers to monitor areas prone to congestion. Additionally, traffic adjustments are being implemented near ongoing infrastructure projects, including MRT Phase 2A, LRT Phase 1B, and the Sewerage Development Project to minimize disruptions. PSSI Chairman Erick Thohir emphasized the need for more thorough preparation of Indonesia's U17 national football team for the 2025 FIBA UFF U17 World Cup. Following their 0-6 defeat to North Korea in quarterfinals of the 2025 AFC U17 Asian Cup, he highlighted the importance of continuous development programs to match the consistency of top Asian teams like Japan, South Korea, and Uzbekistan. Despite the loss, Thohir praised the team's achievement in qualifying for the World Cup through the group stage and urged the public to support the young players, many of whom come from modest backgrounds. And that was the news.
Terjemahin, berbahagia dunia. Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. But now, Kusuma Zone can be found at Wheaton Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees per portion. In addition to taste the Kusuma Zone, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego jawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwu and gapak, which is made from cassava.
Terus begini.
built, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is still white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasuami, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is similarly made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
For those of you who wants to know more about what this discussion is all about, make sure to tune in to our YouTube account in VOI Official, only on YouTube.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumball as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gumball comes from the word gimbal, because it uses the fingers. Into thin sheets for something long time. Afterwards, it is also steamed and still cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gumball platter is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of chef fruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice gumball platter, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
With accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRA station across Indonesia, RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Thank you.
of India.
The land above the clouds is the nickname of the Yang Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks in children as part of the Yang Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They have the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to the Yang Valley in Banjarnegara region in central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to reach India. The scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and with the residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon the Yang Village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of the Yang children, who are called Anapaja. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Kalabete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is a likely return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Wesamanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet Amajama believed to the special children of the Yang, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Anak Himbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada era kata-kata.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God. The Javanese must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali
Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan ritual pencerahan Bukit Gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atas yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan ada lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesan yang lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Karena salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat itu jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in folk who visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried or carried across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Wiklam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, Anda can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pinyalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the God for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan kita memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is the crown for human, especially woman. may coincide with the fact that most Belgian children in the end are female. The Belgian children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Arita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she has asked the dreadlocks to be cut in the end village. She also asked 2 goats. Imi, see Arita from the end, that's me. See, Arita herself wanted the dreadlocks cut in the end since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats, and that can be 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 and 2. Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen. Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of Belgian children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpang lobster itu tawaran bikin tumpang seperti padi contoh itu. Nah jadi ada candle padi, ada
so, tumpang lobster means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice, another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agriculture or trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Another detail about dreadlock's
cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in the anthill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies in raising the renewed generation is